855 453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
And Michelle.
Free Talk Live. We take your calls. That's what we do around here. Let's take Carlos in Oregon. Carlos.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, so first and foremost, I wanted to let you know the main reason why I'm calling. I wanted to see if I can get some support from other members of your audience here. I was arrested about a month ago, actually on August 8th, and I was arrested in my front lawn, barefoot.
Where do you live?
I was in Oregon, Coos Bay, Oregon.
No way. I'm from Coos Bay. I was born and raised there.
Were you really? Nice.
I left. I went to North Bend.
Can we talk about the local hackers?
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay,
I'm
whatever.
Up in North Bend.
Okay, I know. But, so great.
Yeah, so I'm standing out in front of my house because we heard weird noise, weird people yelling outside. And I come, me and one of my friends are standing outside kind of looking around. Well, the police pull up. He's an African-American guy. I have long hair. I was wearing a New York Yankees cap. I guess you can kind of pick up the picture of the cop was seeing. And automatically comes over and starts asking me questions as far as the noise goes. I said, well, you know, we were playing out. He said he heard got a noise complaint from our general area. And I said, well, we heard something, too. And he said, well, they said you were playing music. I go, no, we haven't had music on for hours. Well, long story short, he asked for my ID. I told him I didn't have to show him ID. I haven't committed any crime or anything like that, and I'm not driving, so there's no reason to. He never asked me for my name and date of birth like he legally could have, but he then proceeded to go and start trying to pull license plate off of friends' cars. And I told him, I go, you know,
pull
that's
plate?
Illegal. I go, yeah, like, not pull the plate, but, like, you
okay.
know, pull info
okay,
off the plate.
Gotcha.
Right.
And I go, you know, you're not allowed to do that. I go, you're violating my Fourth Amendment right to protection from reasonable search and seizure of my belongings. And so he came back and decided to argue with me about it, and we kind of argued back and forth, me, him, and the other cop, for about 20 minutes. And I finally said, well, look, you know, I know what my rights are. I know what you're doing is illegal. I go, you guys really need to go find someone that needs your help and stop bothering me. I will admit at this point that I did have about half of a glass of whiskey and Coke so far that night, so I had a tiny bit of liquid courage in me, and I never was rude, though. I never cussed. I never did anything that would be considered disorderly conduct, but the officer says, you know, you need to get back inside your house and shut up, or you're going to have some problems. And he goes back to his car, and I said, no, what you need to do is stop bothering me and go find someone that needs your help. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he slammed his car door, came back and arrested me barefoot. At this entire time, I never took a drink of alcohol when in front of him. I had never raised my voice past anything but an animated person, no yelling whatsoever. But he arrested me for disorderly conduct, disobeying a police officer, and drinking in public. I never stepped foot off of my property. He took me 30 miles away, which is Coquille, as I'm sure you know, that's the county seat.
Right.
Took me to that jail and made me breathalyze. I didn't have to, but I chose to because I knew I hadn't drank that much. I came out at .03, almost three times under the legal limit, and mm-hmm. was then let out at 4 in the morning, barefoot, downtown Coquille at 4 in the morning, and I had to walk 30 miles home from there. It was all obviously contempt of cop. I have court on for my trial. My trial starts on October 16th. I can't afford a lawyer, so all I have is my testimony and the witness that was standing there, my friend. He has no criminal history, so he's a good witness.
Have you gotten the jurisdictionary.com course yet?
No, I don't.
Jurisdictionary.com. I think you should get that course. It'll teach you how to defend yourself because there's lots of tricks that they use, and you need to know, you know, how
to
move the
court.
Well, they
already did one of those tricks. They dropped the case from an actual criminal charge, which would have given me a jury trial and the right to an attorney, to a civil charge, which for whatever, or an offense or something to that effect, they call it, which drops it from that to something that holds no jail time. So I'm not given a jury trial. It's just a bench trial in front of the judge, and I'm not entitled to an attorney at that point.
Yep.
So what could the penalty be then?
I think it dropped it down to like a $5,000 fine on each of the two, and then an $800 fine on the drinking in public. None of which I actually did. I'm going to find out once I get my discovery back whether there's actually any info regarding recordings, and I hope there really is, because that would prove my case.
Speaking of recording, it would have been a great idea. Did you have a camera rolling?
I didn't. I didn't expect the situation. My phone was dead. It was kind of just an impromptu situation. All I ask from your viewers is to any reporters out there, any bloggers out there, to call the Coos County District Attorney's Office or the North Bend, Oregon Police Department, and try to get some more information about the case. Hopefully, reporter pressure would get them to back off and decide to drop the charges.
They don't like me there at all. I'll be happy to call them.
Yeah,
so,
great.
So the thing about, I will, you know, be able to affirm what this man is saying. You know, that's where I grew up, and that was where I became an anarchist at age 12. And part of the reason was that, you know, from what I saw, the treatment of police against people and what have you. So, you know, it's Coos Bay and North Bend are these little towns, and you just would drive through them thinking, oh, pretty town on the coast. But the cops and the judges there are just the most crooked I've ever seen anywhere.
Right. They're all about their money, and it's just really unfortunate. I'm not a man of many means, but I'm a peaceful person. You know, I am an anarchist as well, but I'm a peaceful anarchist. I don't resort to violence in any case. It really bothered me, and I wanted to see at this point if I could put the word out there and see what other people have to say, or see if they're willing to make some calls and try to get some police to us to stand up for their actions in this case.
Do you have an email address or a website or something?
My email address, yeah, you can get me at bendgeek@ymail.com. My name is Carlos Beltran. The case number, if you guys want to be able to look up the case or reference it, is INB1232.
Do you have a website, or did you write this up and post it online anywhere?
I did. I posted it on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/losalamoscar. LOSALAMOSCAR.
Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. You know, that's kind of what cops do. Mess with bulls, get horns, sadly. Let's talk to Fred in Michigan.
Yeah, constable on patrol, right? Cop?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're revenuers, right? They're revenuers for the corporation, United States, state of, county of, city of. They're all corporations.
They're fundraisers with guns, yeah.
They're corporations. So
the cops are corporations?
Well, they are actually corporate entities. Their name in all capital letters is a corporate entity.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's just not true, Fred.
I'm sorry, it's a conspiracy fact.
No, it's not, Fred. Actually, I'm going to tell you. My friend gets his tax bill here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they spell his name all in caps. And then I get mine in the next town over, and they spell mine with a capital letter and then lowercase. So
yeah,
is he not responsible, and I am?
You'll never see it in all lowercase, will you?
Well, I don't spell my name with all lowercase. I use a capital letter in the first letter of each name.
Why don't you? The way to correctly spell your...
You capitalize proper nouns. That's why, Fred.
Yeah, right. Good old English, huh? Okay. Well, all right. Be that as it may be, then I suppose you agree that the Federal Reserve is an independent agency of federal government, and the Central Insurrection Agency has never been involved in drug smuggling.
Where are you going with all this? Why did you call tonight?
Conspiracy science.
Well, I mean, science is something provable, right? I mean, you don't call it history science.
Thank you. John Cooley of Christian Science Monitor, who authored Unholy Wars, documents this. Robert Dreyfus.
Documentation isn't science. Documentation is something sort of like history. I mean, in order to have science, you have to use the scientific method, which involves hypothesis and proof and things like that. It's not science.
Okay, I'll tell you what. How about people who have been there, boots on the ground, and have experienced it? Like,
that's somebody reporting something. It's not science. Fred, I'm going to hold you over, okay?
Oh, no.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Now, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 855-450-3733. If you're a cigarette smoker, you probably know that they're not very good for you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. In fact, by one metric, you can use Vaporsmiths.com's e-cigarette to get your nicotine fix, and you'll save money, and it's a heck of a lot healthier for you. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers, and they'll give you a free starter kit. That's the vaporizer gizmo that you can pay upwards of $50 for. They'll give it to you for free. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Plus, they'll give you free shipping. Go to 855 to get vapor, excuse me, call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. Let's go back to Fred in Michigan. Now, Fred, my big concern with what you're saying is that you're using a term, science, to describe something that isn't science. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't conspiracy theories out there, as people call them, and that they aren't true. I'm just saying that you can't use the term conspiracy science and be taken very seriously.
Well, you're right. It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, great.
Humor there.
Fine.
But, there is a guy who's a retired Air Force officer out of Austin, Texas, and has two websites, conspiracyworld.com, and I guess the other is something like, I can't remember the other, conspiracyworld.com. But in my formerly nicotine-stained hand, I have from...
You and me both.
I tell you, someday I'll tell you all about that. the Plymouth Rock Foundation publication, a secret records revealed by a Dennis Lawrence Cuddy, Q-U-D-D-Y, PhD from University of North Carolina. He also, I hate to use the word serve, but you know how they like to use that word, during Ronald Reagan's reign of terror. In this compilation, knits together an astonishing, you know, if you could actually have this and read it.
Are they secret documents or are they a compilation?
Yeah, well, what he did, he acquired by due diligence acquisition in various archives and libraries the actual statements in essays and articles, and even like Carol Quigley, who was Clinton's...
Are you going to go ahead and tell us... Wait.
Tell us what it is.
Yeah,
just spit it out.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, and whoever said this, it might have been before the break, I was about to say this, Major General William Odom, who was the NSA director, and he authored a book called Fixing Intelligence. Okay, then there's one called Super Class.
All you're doing is reciting sources, but you're not getting to the meat of it.
What's the secret? Tell me the secret, Fred!
All right. Basically, essentially, effectively, it's all interconnected to...
Essentially, effectively, interconnected, aristocratic, yes, the Jacobians and all that, yes, and the...
Like Skull and Bones...
So we've heard.
There's nothing new there, Fred.
You guys
Fred, we're sorry to
Alex Jones sometime.
Alex Jones has been on the show.
What's that?
Alex Jones has been on the show. I've been on his show.
Oh, great. I'm sorry. Well, I'm a kind of a new listener, and, you know, I'm glad to hear that. But somehow, some way, I'm going to figure out how to get. I don't have a computer, but I'm going to figure out a way to get you Dennis Lawrence Cuddy's publication.
We don't do that kind of show, Fred. This is an open lines current events show where people can call in and talk about what they want to talk about. We don't do it, generally don't do interviews of people, especially ones that have found secret documents that the rest of us can't find. Fred, I really do appreciate the call, though. 855-450-3733. I was hoping there was a secret, and it wasn't Skull and Bones and Build-A-Burgers.
You gave him a chance. You held him through the break.
There you go. What are you going to do? So, Michelle, we were talking during the breaks here earlier about some concerns that you had about sort of the Liberty community and how people might have difficulties relating to their family members and stuff like that. So I'm going to let you tell me what you were saying.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little confession, everyone, that I have, last week I talked about my mom being sick and everything, and she has been really ill, and they've said she was dying, and then not, and she is, and, you know, the reason why I didn't jump and go out there is because, quite frankly, I've been waiting for my mom to kind of step up and take care of herself a little bit about some things, and just, you know, it's just not my turn to save her anymore, and I think particularly as libertarians, we have a sense of personal duty and don't want the state or, you know, we don't want to push off onto other people what we perceive as our responsibilities. And I certainly feel a duty to my mom and to my kids and to my family as well as to my friends and my community at large and what have you. And one thing that, you know, has come up with this is I've got two brothers, I've got four siblings, but two of my brothers are there in town in Coos Bay, and I really take care of my mom, one in particular, and they're not into liberty, and they're kind of into, you know, having the state, getting what they can get, and milking the system, and blah, 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 and I don't know how I was, you know, actually born into this family, quite frankly, and I know that I get phone calls and email letters and stuff from people who kind of say the same thing, and it seems like they're held up in their lives, and I was, too, for a long time, waiting to convince or persuade their loved ones to liberty before they kind of move on with their life, whether it's moving to New Hampshire or moving, you know, away or kind of just letting go of that so they can move forward. And
this is really important, especially when you're talking about husbands and wives. I can't tell you how many times, you know,
kids, parents, yeah.
Heard the story. Well, it's one thing. Kids are expected to leave their parents' home and move out and get their own little lives, mm-hmm. but husbands and wives are not expected to do that. They're expected to stay together. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have, you know, found the ideas of liberty and found them incredibly motivating. And then for whatever reason, their spouse or loved one doesn't find them very motivating. And it tears the relationship apart.
Yep, absolutely. And then there's the, you know, do you stay in the situation you're in where, you know, possibly not only are your beliefs, you know, being not shared, but maybe your liberties are being violated in the situation.
How would your liberties be violated? Help me out with that.
Well, for example, I couldn't be married to someone. Say that I hadn't always had the beliefs I did about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Say I'd come to those, you know, pretty recently. If I were married and my husband was like, well, yeah, we're going to pay taxes, I'd be like, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Tough.
I can't do that. Or we're going to vaccinate the kids and we're going to send them to public school, et cetera. No, I'm sorry. I can't do that, you know?
Yeah, statism is very unattractive.
Mm-hmm. And if you, you know... if you get into your relationship and you accumulate children and possessions and things and then get introduced to liberty and, you know, are persuaded that way, which most people are, you know,
sure.
They come along later in life or, you know, something. It's difficult. It's very lonely. And you want to get around liberty-loving people such as yourself and, you know, build a new life and build a new community.
Do you have some solutions on this?
Yeah, Jared's moving to New Hampshire.
855-450-3733. What if your spouse doesn't want to move to New Hampshire? What do you do? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$4.53, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is Free Talk Live, after all. Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, barter currency, perhaps an investment. Well, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates on the internet on gold and silver coins. Go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out the coins that we have there for you. We believe you'll get some of the best rates. Plus, in the process, you'll help out Free Talk Live and our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Jason.
Yes, sir.
Rockets.
Yeah, so I ran across this really interesting story about how NASA admits that the private sector can make rockets way cheaper. And so this is from io9.com, and so I'll just read it.
But is that the number that was on the side of the USS Enterprise or something?
No, io9.com is this really, I don't know why it's named the way, but okay. They have some really cool sci-fi type stuff. You would like it because it talks about comic book movies also.
I do like that.
But anyway, looks like there's hope yet for a future with affordable spaceflight. A recently published report by NASA has confirmed that commercializing rocket design has the potential to dramatically cut costs in ways that could revolutionize the future of space transport.
Okay.
Things have been going pretty well lately for SpaceX, one of the private companies looking to fill the gaps in the old intra-orbit travel and transportation market that have opened up since NASA's shuttle program shut down earlier this year. And so SpaceX is the company that there's the X Prize, and SpaceX is the company that won it. And there's this great photo. You can do a Google image search for it. But it has, like, the pilot, or at least one of the crew members, on the spacecraft as a sign that says Government Zero, SpaceX, like, won. They definitely kicked the butt of the government here and did it for so little money. So, but now it's great to see that NASA is admitting this.
How did they kick their butt, exactly?
Because it costs them so much less money than what the space shuttle cost and the entire NASA bureaucracy.
Gotcha.
And it turns out there's, I'll just continue reading, it turns out there's billions of other reasons to be happy with SpaceX's commercial approach to rocket building. According to this report by NASA, SpaceX's Falcon 9, which would have cost nearly three times as much design, build, and launch, had it been developed,
oh, I think that's conservative.
Been overseen by NASA. And this is NASA admitting this.
Yeah, I think NASA's patting itself on the back if it says it would only cost three times as much. I mean, just think about what they spend on stuff. They would have never designed this because it was designed in order to be cost-effective.
Mm-hmm.
So if NASA would have designed something cost-effective, well, yeah, if I, you know, if I farted rose petals, I'd be a potpourri pot. I mean, that's
and we know that you do not fart rose petals.
There you
I
go.
Know for certain.
Moving on. But, I mean, it's exciting because it seems like the state has failed. I mean, they've been launching these space shuttles for a while at tremendous expense, and really there hasn't been much, you know. They say they're doing scientific research with these things, but they're also launching a lot of satellites and spy satellites and things like that. But I'm excited about the potential for free market in space.
Right.
Absolutely. And so Richard Branson has, I think he's pretty much said that we're going to be, you know, getting shuttle rides within the next few years.
Yeah, well, he's a major investor. Once it was proven that the private sector could go into a space, he's put a lot of money into it. And he wants to have, it's called Virgin Galactic.
Yes.
He has a Virgin Airlines, but he is big time interested in that. Jeff Bezos from Amazon as well is he's funding rockets to launch payloads.
And this is the only way that the regular folks are going to get out into space. I'm sorry, the government's just not going to get you out there, and especially not going to do it in a cost-effective way. All these things that we imagine as far as sci-fi and stuff like that, the government
isn't.
Wouldn't
that be such a fun date? Let's go stargazing, baby.
Mm-hmm, right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be expensive at first, but then it's going to become more and more affordable for folks. And then hopefully we can explore new worlds and things like this. And this is how you get started, not through the government.
You know, Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, I think, is the one that contains this. But there was a list, when NASA was being pitched, they needed to, what are we gonna do for the American people? Why do we need this kind of money? Remember, the United States government was nowhere near the size it was at that time. So the idea of starting a new agency, you just don't do that on a whim. Well, they do now. But all the things that NASA said it was going to do, it hasn't done. None of the things have they managed to come through on.
What do they promise?
Oh, well, I didn't pull up the list here, but there's basically, a list of things that they just never accomplished. I mean, you'd have to look it up, why government doesn't work, NASA or something like that, list of promises that NASA didn't keep, I don't know, Harry Brown, that kind of thing. But it's, the free market is really the only way that we're going to have these trips out to space stations and stuff like that. I don't think the moon's anywhere on the near horizon, but just to be able to go out into space, people will pay for that. People will pay to be in a hotel out in space. No doubt they'll do it. I mean, they'll pay all kinds of money for posh hotel rooms. Well, if you can put those posh hotel rooms in space, they'll pay even more to go up there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's something that I can afford, or that the average listener can afford today.
Today, right.
But, once that space station gets a little older and they put up the new, more luxurious space station, those rooms will come down. I mean, just like anything, the cost comes down after the rich people get their first crack at it. It was first computers cost a lot of money, and then they came down, and then flat-screen TVs cost a lot of money, and then they came down. And frankly, this is the truth on all these things. I remember I was watching one of the videos from LearnLiberty.org from the Institute for Humane Studies, and they were talking about how a chicken used to be more than a day's labor to buy a chicken.
Wow.
Now you're talking about buying a chicken with an hour's work. I mean, but a chicken doesn't cost that much. You can usually get it for somewhere between $1.99, $1.29 a pound. And this is why, this is how things get cheaper and cheaper over time. Things get more efficient in the delivery. NASA's never been efficient and never going to be efficient.
There's no incentive for them to be efficient. They want to increase the size of their budget.
Yeah.
And look where it got us. Now there's...
And they want to pander and have cronyism with their friends, so they'll go ahead and spend $70,000 on a toilet.
Right.
I don't even know if it's even cronyism as much as they just don't... I mean, they're the poster child for inefficiency in the sense that they don't... We're NASA. We don't have to cut costs. For us, it's all about covering our butts and being safe. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be safe. I'm just saying that there's a, you know, there's a cost-benefit analysis. And frankly, the government's not even good at being... bringing you safety, and certainly not doing it in an efficient and cost-effective manner.
Now, what do you think about the idea of exploring, like, Mars, for example? There was some talk, and Obama was for it, this idea that to send a man or men or women or whatever into space, but the idea was that there wasn't going to be enough juice to get them back home.
So they were just going to send people there?
Basically, yes. So do you think that you have a moral objection to people volunteering? Now, say it's not NASA, say it's not a government agency or whatever, but do you have a moral problem with people signing up to go explore with the idea that they're probably not coming back?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Me
their
neither.
Lives.
Right, me neither.
They want to go there and do that. I don't know how they're going to continue to live, but, you know, maybe they will.
Well, I mean, think of all the people that, you know...
Colonizing, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, that you know, took off thinking that the Earth might be flat and you might fall off the edge of it. But it might not be.
Well, I think that you know, whatever the reason is that one might choose to do it, it is your life, and you can decide to do that. I mean, you know, I don't know how they're going to colonize something, you know, drop somebody off in something the size of a truck container, and say, here, you four people enjoy living your life out there. That's going to be pretty tough stuff. I mean, I don't know what could be done in order to terraform Mars, but I suppose somebody's going to have to do something like that in the future.
But it's going to start by the free market entering space, and so this is a good first step.
And the value of what's going on there. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the Sickle toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, brought to you by Sickle CAI, a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. Whether your business is a hospital, doctor's office, bank, utility, or whatever it is, if you've got an accounts receivable issue and you need somebody else to handle it for you, Sickle CAI will do that. It's 855-450-3733, and you can find out about Sickle CAI by checking out freetalklive.com. Their banner is at the top on the right-hand side of the page. So we were talking about space travel, and I've got to say that this was one of my favorite agencies for a very long time. You know, everybody has their sort of government program that they don't want to let go of in their mind. You know, when Liberty's a good idea, except this program, whatever this is, whether it's feeding the poor or, you know, keeping America safe from the bad people or whatever. For me, it was NASA.
Now, why NASA? Because you like the idea of space exploration?
I think so.
But you can get that, you know.
I know. First off, you couldn't get that when I was being converted to these ideas. I mean, you know, the XPRIZE hadn't even existed at that point that I recall. And it has that kind of quasi-military feel that, you know, appeals so much to, I think, you know, some young people, some young men. You're fitting in and following orders. And, you know, you're
hanging with my buddies, and we're all studly, and we're all going to have pissing contests together. And
doing the right thing for the man.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that appealed to me. I mean, that's why I joined the military when I was 17. I got over it.
So you joined the military when you were 17? I mean, is that possible? How's that work?
Sure, yeah, as long as your parents will sign for you. But I actually entered when I was 18.
Okay.
So, but yeah, but you could go in there.
Did your brother sign at the same time?
No. He waited a little bit. He went to college first.
Oh, so you set a bad example
for your
twin. Nice going.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. My twin brother, I do have a twin brother, by the way, and he works for the State Department. And so
he's not
as
handsome as
we are different. Well, I hope he's not listening. But thank you, I guess.
Now, this is very strange that you would have, you know, one brother who is a avowed voluntarist working to bring down the state or whatever it is that you might claim to be doing, and the other one working for the State Department.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
What are Christmas dinners like?
We try to avoid it, although when I came to New Hampshire, we had what was called the Liberty Caravan, where we traveled from California. Made several stops, and one of those was Washington, D.C. And so I was there with a bunch of my Liberty friends, allies, and so...
Was this part of Motorhome Diaries, or you're just the Liberty Caravan?
Just Liberty Caravan, mm-hmm. Right. And so we had conversations, and he wasn't very receptive to these ideas. Called me and my friends a part of female anatomy because we didn't support the war on terror.
So this goes to like what I was talking about before the break, you know, that I can't imagine, you know, he's your brother and you love him and you've grown up with him and you look at him and go, oh, he looks like me, just like me.
Mm-hmm. He's a handsome devil. Sure. But,
do you ever feel like you've kind of left him behind or, you know, in terms of, you know, moving forward with the...
Yeah, I mean, he might feel the same way about mm-hmm. me, but, you know, we both started off as kids. We were both born in 74, and so Reagan was president during much of our formative years. And so,
no, he was president in 1980. Oh, yeah, formative years. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
And so, I took the ideas of Reagan and liberty and freedom pretty seriously, and at one point I rejected the idea of freedom just for Americans and nationalism. And I want freedom for everybody. And I think a lot of people like my brothers, you know, still want to have freedom within these borders. But then again, you know, they also support the Department of Homeland Security and all these other abominations after 9/11. But my brother did join the State Department after 9/11 and, you know, really wanted to focus on keeping America safe. And to a certain extent, that's virtuous, but I have had conversations with him about blowback and about how by American government meddling internationally, that puts a lot of us at danger because terrorists want to attack us for getting involved in their
countries.
What's
he think about that?
I haven't received an answer that I'm satisfied with.
Well, what does he think about Ron Paul, the Ron Paul campaign receiving more donations from people in the military than all the other Republican candidates combined?
Well, that's a persuasive argument. I mean, he was in the Army himself, but I always got the sense that he wanted to see some action. And
it's got to be terribly. I know it is. It's terribly tempting. The fact is, we as young boys probably. I'm just guessing this is what it was like for the rest of them, but I spent a great deal of my youth pretending to shoot people,
yeah.
And I mean, you know, and this just it was normal and okay, and I think it still is normal and okay.
Fantasy's fun. I go between I Dream of Jeannie and G.I. Jane. I, you know,
well,
ask me what week of the month it is.
If you shoot somebody and they're an enemy of your country, you're a hero, and you get medals,
a parade,
and you
everything.
Get parades,
yeah, shiny things with ribbons on your jacket.
Yeah. And who doesn't want that? But
and of course, these games don't include the rotting, stinking corpses of children.
You know, I mean, right. this is probably an unfair generalization. You let me know, but I would think that as a young man, if you grow up without a lot of you know, attaboys from your parents, or you know, for things that are, you know, your own talents and skills or what have you, the idea of going into the military where you have, you know, you're constantly rewarded for doing, you know, good things. As they define them, and that there are these, like we said, medals and ribbons. Mm-hmm.
I think children have an insatiable desire for feedback,
yeah, exactly.
From parents, positive
and
feedback.
If you don't get that, then you know,
but how can you possibly
man,
give it?
That's just like, what do you mean?
Well, my son, you know, he has two stay-at-home parents, and he still can't get enough attention. Just can't get enough attention.
You gotta start telling him no.
Right. Well, I agree with you entirely. However, that
no, Jack.
I don't know that, you know, the pop psychology aspect of it. I don't know. I mean, I would say that young males are, you know, chemically the killers. That they are chemical killers. The testosterone is the killing drug, and that is used by those in charge in order to foster the military-industrial complex. So I'd just say it's actually natural.
Well, I would like to give people more positive feedback about what they do and, you know, things that I care about and want to promote. And that's why I like the idea of, like, merit badges for liberty activism or civil disobedience, you know, if you...
Well, like what Taryn Lupo did with those
right.
With the ID tags, you know, that
the dog tags.
Yeah, the dog tags. And then he made one for me, too, that's a medallion that's a IRS with a slash sign through it, you mm-hmm. know, since I am a tax resister. And mm-hmm. and then I guess a demo from Liberty on Tour to start. This was his first week where he's giving an award or you know, an
better
attaboy
than a cop,
or whatever.
Right?
Exactly, better than a cop. That's right.
Right.
So, you know, I think everyone likes to get attaboys and attagirls, and I just as soon see it though for nonviolent activities.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to encourage,
voluntary,
right?
Voluntary interaction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to copblock.org to find that video that Michelle's talking about. I thought it was really well done, very positive.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, I just, it must be amazing having a twin brother that, for whatever reason, you guys just took entirely divergent paths. How often do you talk to him a year?
Not enough, unfortunately, and I need to get better about that. But you can imagine how this happened because we were both products of the Reagan Revolution, but Reagan, you know, spoke a lot about liberty, but he didn't really, you know, follow through with his actions. He built up the military-industrial complex, so
he talked about low taxes, and then the spending of the government went up by 60%.
Right, mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about, like, budget deficits, you know, you can blame George W. Bush and Obama, but Reagan was the guy that...
He gave it a real kick in the pants to get started.
Exactly.
I mean, Obama's the worst up to this point, but don't worry, the guy who comes next will likely be... Don't worry, whoever it is will likely beat him unless it's Ron Paul. In which case, you know, you could actually see some reversal of this. I don't know that he can, in fact, do the, you know, undo all the things that have been done, but I am really heartened by his candidacy here. It looks like... I mean, you know, at this point, he's in the top tier of candidates, and I think that the top tier only contains three. I suppose Chris Christie could get in it and, you know, change things a little bit, but he's not exactly a free market maven either. So, anyway, that's...
He has a very compassionate approach also to cutting back the government
yeah.
and everything. He's not going to abandon all the, you know, 85-year-old people that live on Social Security.
It's an important aspect because a lot of people would like to paint libertarians as heartless fiends. 855-450-3733. Do you want to get rid of social programs? Is people want to get rid of social programs? Are they evil?
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.